Hey, thanks for checking in for another SOF Extra. I'm Trent Gillis, the online editor for Speaking of Faith. This bonus material from Krista's recently released book, Speaking of Faith, deals with one of the more popular themes of our radio show, science and belief. Krista loves her conversations with scientists. Science, like religion, she says, is about questions more than answers.
Now I know that even as episodes of religious hostility to science make headlines in this country, there is a lively interface between religious thinkers and scientists across many traditions, globally and in many fields. Astronomy, computer science, biology, physics, genetics. Beyond our culture's entrenched debates, a parallel universe of dialogue is unfolding. Things in this universe confound and transcend the narrow imagination of our culture wars. There are points of disagreement, to be sure, and contrasting perspectives and areas where the conversation stops. But blinders off, defenses down, I see that scientists, especially those who work with mathematics, possess a reverence for beauty as strong as their reverence for reason. If an equation is not elegant and beautiful, they will tell you as a solemn point of fact, it is likely not true. Science's theoreticians are as likely to employ analogy and metaphor as poets or mystics. They routinely proceed to new heights of knowledge by way of faith in things unseen. Images and ideas from the world of science repeatedly give me new creative ways to think about the rationality of religious modes of thought. The wildly imaginative discipline of physics alone is rife with pointers. Contemporary physics revolves around objects, premises, quarks, for example, and strings that no one has ever seen or expects to see. But worlds of passion and discovery and progress thrive on them because the idea of them gives intelligibility to the whole of what can be measured and experienced and observed. Or consider this, a scientific puzzle that Einstein chewed on. The question of whether light is a particle or a wave was resolved by a teacher of John Polkinghorne, Paul Dirac, with the unexpected, seemingly illogical conclusion that it is both. And here's the key that made that discovery possible. How we ask our questions affects the answers we arrive at. Light appears as a wave if you ask it a wave-like question, and it appears as a particle if you ask it a particle-like question. This is a wonderful template for understanding how contradictory explanations of reality can simultaneously be true. Science, like religion, is about questions more than answers. Questions and more questions that meet every new answer as soon as it is hatched. It's not so much true that science and religion reach different answers on the same questions of human life, which is how our cultural debate has defined the rift between them. Far more often, they simply ask different kinds of questions altogether, and the responses they generate together illuminate human life more completely than either could do alone.
Krista Tippett, reading from her book, Speaking of Faith. To hear some of Krista's previous readings, check out our podcast and download the episodes you want. And in the coming weeks, we'll be adding unheard cuts from our programs. Vigan Guroian offers an alternative ending to Mel Gibson's film about the Passion, and Ingrid Mattson responds to accusations about the Islamic organization she represents. Plus, more readings from Krista's book.
American Public Media.